Hey, we're talking with Marlo Foltz. Is that correct? Oh, yeah, I got it right. You are the Vice President of Blended Learning. Oh, I like this title. Please inform us what this is all about. I like this title.
Well, my role at the Credit Union National Association is really to work with our online programs. Mm-hmm. So we're blending a lot of the face-to-face programs mm-hmm. and providing a lot of opportunities for folks to extend the tail of learning. So it's not just on the event, but we can kind of blend it so we can have more online programs as well as events. So okay. It's kind of blending gotcha. The modalities of the...
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I like the title. I think that's a really unique title.
People think it's margaritas. Oh. And yeah,
exactly. Well, that's another time of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's May 5th. So we're talking ACUC curriculum and experience. What can you tell us about that? How you kind of molded the conference as far as content providing and the exhibit area, all that type of stuff.
So. Sure. This year we were really focusing on passion, purpose, mm-hmm. and we kicked off with Chef Jeff, who's going to really talk about his passion. And
he was awesome.
And kind of his life story and how he kind of a rags to riches story, so to speak, mm-hmm. how he kind of pulled himself out of a bad experience mm-hmm. and made something of himself. And yeah. it's a great tie-in to kind of being able to see a dream and achieve that dream, and it kind of ties into the See You Hero of the Year Award. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we like to kick it off with more of a emotional story for the first part.
Yeah.
Today was all around a purpose. Mm-hmm. So obviously Jim came out and talked about our creating awareness around credit unions and the big, bold, audacious move that we're going to make to try to make more Americans aware of credit unions as their best financial partner.
Yep.
And then we followed that up with Jonathan Mildenhall, who really is focusing in on how people can tell their story and have purpose around their values mm-hmm. and how that equates to a better bottom line mm-hmm. and the growth within their individual organizations. Mm-hmm. So that was a great tie-in. And we finished up with our Give Back program, where we're putting together all sorts of kits for the kids at Boston's Children's Hospital.
Oh, really?
So we've teamed up with them this year. We put together some sunshine kits for the kids that are in the hospital during the summer, mm-hmm. and then some back-to-school kits for the kids. And we're actually on an experiential session right now. We have a busload of folks over there touring the hospital, giving the kits back to the kids. So the other piece that's really different is we have majority of the folks off-site right now. They're on those field trips. Or
are they at Metro Credit Union with the Connect? Oh, they're all over. Okay,
they're
all over Boston. All right.
Good. Good.
So, yeah, Metro Credit Union is one of our sponsors, and we're at Connect Boston, which mm-hmm. is a group of organizations that have really come together to really build the financial health and stability of the people in the Chelsea area. Mm-hmm. So we took a busload of folks over there to kind of tell that story and mm-hmm. show how the different organizations, including Metro Credit Union, Robert Cashman and his group have been doing great things there, and so they're on site there seeing mm-hmm. what that's all about. We have a busload of folks at the Boston Children's Hospital, mm-hmm. so they're taking the give back materials to them, touring the hospital, seeing the unique things that they're doing there around zebrafish and a bunch of other research that is really shaping the cutting edge of some of the surgeries and some of the different treatments that they're doing on the children around the world.
Okay.
We have a busload of folks to TripAdvisor, where the folks there are talking about how they're building a culture of employer of choice mm-hmm. and what credit unions can do to bring some of those best practices and takeaways to their credit unions. Mm-hmm. We have two groups that are on Ducks, Boston Ducks, out seeing the...
Excuse me?
Boston Ducks.
Yeah. Oh, they're the vehicles that take people around, right?
Exactly.
Okay, they're called ducks.
Water, yeah, amphibious.
Because they go in and out of the water.
Yeah, they drive on the streets and then they go into the harbor. So Bob Schwartz, who is their director of sales, talked quite a bit about how they're always being chosen as the number one tour in Boston mm-hmm. and how they're continuing to differentiate themselves, compete in this competitive market of tourism in Boston. Mm-hmm. And so the takeaways there for the credit unions is how they can kind of compete in the market mm-hmm. and keep refreshing and ideating yeah. and re-energizing themselves.
Yeah, have you taken one of those? Have you taken the duck tour?
Yeah, they're a blast.
They are. I took one a few years ago. It was well worth it.
Yeah.
And then to have that Boston accent and the Boston, I guess, sense of humor and attitude, it's just, it's a recipe for fun. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, great stories, and you get to see Boston. You don't have to walk around. You get to mm-hmm. see it from not from air, but land and sea.
Exactly.
From a duck.
And there'll be some quacking.
Oh, I bet. A little bit. So, I mean, what do you want folks to take away? I mean, because that's a lot of activity, and we still have tomorrow to go as well. So what do you want attendees to take back to their credit unions besides riding around in a duck, which is a great bonus? But it sounds like there's a science to putting all this together. So there's kind of a theme, a message, all that type of stuff. So what do you want folks to take back to their office on Monday morning?
Yeah, I think what America's Credit Union Conference is all about is bringing ideas that move from outside of the industry into it and taking away best practices. Mm-hmm. So what are other organizations doing? How are they ideating, creating, regenerating, sustaining themselves? Mm-hmm. And then what kinds of takeaways can we steal from other entities and other organizations and infiltrate into the credit union movement? Mm-hmm. Where GAC is all about taking our message out to the public, to the legislators. Mm-hmm. ACUC is all about bringing outside ideas in.
So that's what
we're hoping happens here. Tomorrow is really a focus on more of the operational pieces from our industry partners. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a lot of subject matter experts that are working within the credit union industry with the breakouts. But today was really more outside of the industry in.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Again, there's a whole science behind all of this and how it all kind of works together and how everything kind of complements each other, I guess, or segues from one keynote to another, that type of thing.
Yeah, our teams worked really hard to try to have that flow and that tight design with the messaging and to be able to build on the different presentations and the different pieces each day.
So let's talk post-conference. So when all this is said and done on Sunday, you go back to the drawing board or you go back to the room to kind of brainstorm and see what worked, what didn't work. How does that go? And then how does it set the stage for next year? Because I think it's going to be in Orlando next year, right?
Yes, we'll be at the Swan and Dolphin right on the Disney property. Mm-hmm. We're actually having our site visit, as a matter of fact, in July for 2019. So we've been actually working on 2019 and 2020 already, because we'll be joining forces with World Council again, and we'll be in Los Angeles for in 2020.
Wow.
So what happens is we kind of, as a core team, go back, really have a big kind of debriefing, post-mortem, if you will, talk about what worked, what didn't work. Some things that you're seeing this year are part of our post-mortem from last year, like shortening up the exhibit. The extra hours weren't shortened, but the time that we condensed it. Were able to kind of get in, work with their vendors, get in with their vendor partners and see them, and then kind of go on and do the next part of the conference. They've asked for more experiences, so that's where the experiential sessions came out of. So we'll look at the feedback. We have some folks doing some listening sessions with attendees here, and we'll take that into account, and then hopefully we'll fine-tune the things that worked really well this year and keep leveraging them, and then to go back to the drawing board on some of the other ones that maybe didn't hit the mark on.
Gotcha. Wow.
Already planning for 2020, huh? Wow, you guys are really ahead of the curve. So very cool. Well, Marlo, anything else to add to kind of wrap this up? I mean, I always enjoy kind of hearing the behind the scenes and how it all comes together and how it works type of stuff. So it's really neat to hear how that works and then seeing it come together and really being a success and taking off here. So it's really cool to see.
I think the takeaway is that I get so excited about this conference every year, because we kind of internally call it the Gatorade, if you will, where we kind of come back and get recharged, and so many of the CUNA staff that work on it get recharged on it as well. We're hoping that the attendees feel that and take that away, and then come back next year looking for some new ideas and some new ways to continue to make credit union sustainable and grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's good timing with the GAC happening in February or March next year, and then having this taking place end of June, July,
just
that type of thing.
Budgeting.
It's a perfect time for it, yeah.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, Marlo, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and giving us a behind-the-scenes look at how all this comes together. Maybe we can do like a video or something like that next year, a little documentary on how it all comes together.
That would be fun.
Yeah, a little behind-the-scenes. All right, Marlo, that girl, Foltz, joining us from CUNA. All right, thanks again, Marlo. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it.
Good job.